السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين واعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا وبالوالدين إحسانا وبالوالدين إحسانا وبذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين والجار ذي القربى والجار الجنب والصاحب بالجنب وابن السبيل وابن السبيل وما ملكت أيمانكم إن الله لا يحب من كان مختالا فخورا
Hazur says the translation of the verse of the Holy Quran that I've recited is that worship God and do not hold any associate with Him and be kind to your parents and also the close relatives and the orphans and the destitute. And relative neighbors and non-relative neighbors and the close fellows, colleagues and the travelers and those who serve you. And Allah does not like those who are proud and have self-importance. In my last sermon, I had spoken about doing salam at home and to convey the salam to the household so that by conveying the message of peace of God to the people, it establishes an atmosphere of peace and security. This will only start, establishing peace and security. This is the promise of God. And those who convey salam, they are opening the gates of peace for themselves and also for their household. And they are making those doors open for them. As I had explained, that this message of peace of Islam is economical, social and international message. As I said in my last sermon, that in your own home and the homes of your relatives and friends, Allah had commanded us to convey this message of Islam, we should always practice it, which will establish the atmosphere of reconciliation and peace and security, and will also protect the others from transgressions of others. Allah had told us, the verse that I have cited is chapter An-Nisa, verse 37. In this also, Allah has mentioned that you should do favor to such people. It will convey the message of peace to the world, peace and security to the world, and it conveys to all of them what who have been mentioned in this verse. If one, a man and a believer and a Muslim were to act upon this, then it will be certain to establish an atmosphere of peace and security in the society. In this one verse, there is guidance to establish the peace and security in the society. There are 11 instructions. By acting upon it, a beautiful society can be established, which will be with the society fragrant with the peace and security. The first thing which has been mentioned is that you should do your duty to Allah, that you should worship Allah and do not hold anyone associate. It says, وَعْبَدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْعًا. A Muslim can only be called a Muslim when he can understand this fundamental aim of Islam for which man has been created. Because without attaining this aim, the true spirit of Islam cannot be cultivated. One cannot understand the attributes of God. And a man and a believer, because he is unaware of the attribute of As-Salam, he cannot benefit from it. Therefore, every Muslim believer must keep this fundamental requirement before him, so that understanding the reality of As-Salam, he can benefit from it himself and also let his surroundings benefit from it. When you understand this fact, when you make this aim as the main aim of your life, then it says that you will try to do your duty to fellow human being and establish the detail which has been mentioned in this verse in your society, that this good being kind, you will be with each other, it will become a surety of the security of the society. The last thing which has been reminded is also related to the duty to God as well as duty to man. Now, I will take up individually each of these commands, which in each level of society can create an atmosphere of reconciliation, peace and security. The first thing which we have been commanded is, وَبِلْ وَالِدَيْنِ أَحْسَانًا, that you should be kind to your parents and do favor to them. We have been reminded that after our duty to God, we should try to protect our parents because they had tried to protect us from harm when we were little. It is your parents alone who for your security and peace have been suffering difficulties, and now when you are grown up it is your duty that you should do your duty to them. And they say if they are old, you should never utter a word of complaint. And one says Warham Huma Kamar Bayani Sagira. This prayer is also for the reason that your passions, your thoughts would always should have compassion for them. And these prayers will shower peace and security for both. On one place, Allah has said that with your parents, you should be kind to them. And has also mentioned to be thankful to God, that says وَوَسَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَلِدَاهِ إِحْسَانَا حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهًا وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ ثَلَاثُونَ شَهْرًا حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ وَبَلَغَ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً قَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأصلح في ذريتي إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين. That we had urged man that he should be kind to his parents, because his mother bore him with difficulty and given birth to him with difficulty, and 30 months is for suckling the baby. Till he became mature and was 40 years old, he said, O Allah, enable me that I should be thankful to this bounty which you gave to me, showered to me and my parents, and I should do such good works that please you and also reform my progeny. I certainly incline to you, and without doubt I submit to you. That is, I can only become the true submitting servant. The true Islam can only enter me. I can only be the one who spreads security and peace. When acting upon these commandments, one of which is that you should be kind to your parents, that I should remember their favors on me, that I should be kind to them in return. I should become grateful to those blessings. That is the man who prays, O Allah, you should make me grateful for those blessings which Allah has bestowed on me. You have bestowed on me and on my parents, that their children should spread peace and should do good works. And then he also has prayed for his progeny to do good works. Here the parents must also remember that such parents are mentioned whose children advance in piety and do good works. Therefore the parents, by seeking Allah blessings, by bowing to God, they should give training to their children in such a way who should spread peace and security, who submit to them. Otherwise, there was a mother whose ear was bitten by his son, because if his mother had put him on a right path and told him the difference between good and bad, then because of the crime that I was continuing to be faced, I will, rather than being put on the cross, I would be praying for you. Therefore, the parents must also understand their responsibility. In this verse, both have been reminded. First, the children to do their duty to parents and pray for them, and also parents to pray for their children to adhere to piety. So these are the prayers which to a true worshippers give him opportunity to spread peace and security by doing his duty to parents and the children. Allah says that you should also look after your near relatives and be kind to them. This is kindness which will create reconciliation, peace and peace. In among the close relations are the uterus relations, that both from parent side, both from father side and the mother side. Then there are your wife's uterus relations. Then there are husband's uterine relations. That both of them have the responsibility to be kind to each other's relatives, to respect them, to honor them, and always think good for them. And in any case, all the rights which you think are for your close, relations, you should also prefer for those relatives who you like, because even with the close relations they can be different of levels of attractions. Sometimes there are splits among the close relations. Therefore Allah says that you should be kind to your close relations, not only those you have good relations and you prefer, even if those whose natures are slightly different from you, you should also be kind to them. So this being good to them is with every relative, not just with those for whom your nature is in compatibility. But the command is not only of your close relations, but for a husband is and for the wife is that they should be kind to each other's relatives. It is this kindness which with the message of peace of God will spread peace. Many quarrels are in the homes because they do not respect and honor each other's relatives. The closest relations of husband and wife are their parents. Where there is a command of being good to your own parents, then the wife and the husband should also so be kind to each other's parents. Sometimes the husbands do commit excesses and say bad words about their in-laws, and sometimes the wives say bad words about her in-laws. But in Ahmadi society, it is the command of God and His Messenger, you should spread peace and security. They must not follow such practices. That we have believed in the Imam of the time. And then Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu was salam has also taught us methods of adhering to high moral values. He has also told us that if you want to be in contact with me, you should follow the high moral values of which Allah and His Messenger command us. We should ponder that in this time, after believing in Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, when we are facing adversity and opposition, that why did you believe that person who says that I am Messiah and Mahdi and Prophet of God? After believing Ahmadiyyat, Some people have to suffer much adversity at the hand of their relatives. Some relatives have boycotted for them. The fathers have been oppressed their children and have thrown them out of the homes for the simple reason that why have you accepted Ahmadiyya community. So how should an Ahmadi, how far should look after his relatives? After attributing himself to the person whose title by God is the Prince of Peace, how far one should be to establish this peace among our relatives? Every Ahmadi must create this realization that we should not give a bad name to the Prince of Peace. If we look after the our children and do good to them, pray for them, and also be worthy to receive their prayers, how can we be kind to those? How can we advance our link of kindness, and how can we look after those who are not even our uterine relatives? I get some complaint about others that they are not treating their wife and their children rightly, and sometimes there are so many complaints of this oppression that an injustice that one is restless. What a great revolutionary change to bring about was had promised Messiah come. Sometimes even to attribute to him and to do great work, service to the Jamaat. Some people are in the forefront of serving Jamaat, but despite that they have sanctioned atrocities for their household. May Allah give them intelligence. When people pass all limits, then when they come in the notice of the caliph, a living caliph, they are deprived of service of the Jamaat. Then they shout and complain. They must first have reflected that as an office bearer, to what extent we should act upon these commands of Allah, to what extent we should make effort to spread peace and security. Then there is another command. Allah says in the same verse that you should also be kind to the orphans, because this is a weak aspect of society, and also do good to the poor, that those people who are destitute and orphans, they are the weakest member of society who have no help, and if there is an injustice being done to them, there is no one raising a voice against those who are oppressing them. Then often it so happens that this weak part of society, as a reaction, is a reason for unrest. It is because they get involved in smaller ills, then try to take their rights, they quarrel and fight, then those who want to take advantage of it, they seek out such people and they put poison in their minds against the society. Such a despaired member of society whose rights have been usurped, they think it is right that whatever steps he is taking to take his right is right, no matter what it is, no matter what actions he is taking. He thinks that those who look after his welfare, they are those who are good to them, and then they actually use them to create unrest in society. In poor countries, if you were to analyze, then such orphans whose families and their relatives have not looked after them, or they could not look after them, then the poverty is grinding them to dust, and not only because of lacking training, but becoming totally ignorant, they cannot do constructive work in the society. Then they are exploited by those who make them do illegal work. And those people who have large families, they have large number of children, they cannot bring them up. Then, for example, I've seen in Pakistan that they let the madrasas look after them. And there are many people who attend these madrasas. They are of children of the poor people. Apparently, they are receiving religious education, but a large number of people are ready to do the attacks which are killing themselves and others. And if such a large orphans and poor children were looked after, and they had no social problems and economic problems, and they had good opportunities of receiving education, then a large number of such people would have been saved from such destructive work. Once I visited the Bera areas and for hunting, I went into villages. Some young children came over there, and they were receiving education in such madrasas. I started talking to them and asked them what you study and what you do. They told me less of receiving education. They say, we do some arms here. And we are given training how to build up guns. So parents have sent them for religious education, and when they get there, the training they are giving to these poor people is such that which later in the name of jihad they use them for terrorist actions to spread unrest in the society. The parents are sitting with the hope that they will receive religious education and they will be saved in society, but they don't realize in whose hand he is, who for their self-interest, they do not stop in making, in the name of a religion, these children do murders. So it is the responsibility of the society and the administration that they should save such people, they should look after them, give them love rather than letting their feelings be hurt. They should look after their feelings, because this weak part of society is very sensitive as far as their feelings are concerned. You should try to give a constructive direction to their feelings, and this cannot be achieved as long as you do not be very kind to them and extremely kind to them. And this thing, whereas it will give respect to such a society, it will also will be a surety of peace and security for the society. Those who look after the poor and the orphans and the destitute, they will also be gaining love of God. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I and an orphan, the one who looks after orphan in the paradise will be like this." He put the two fingers together to say they will be so close to me. And there is another report that the best house among the Muslim is the one who have brought up an orphan. There is a report that he said it is enough for the misfortune of man that he should look down upon his Muslim brother. Some people look down upon other people, they should worry about it. Let me tell you here, by the way, that with the grace of Allah, Jamaat Ahmadiyya, there is an organization of looking after the orphans. There is a proper committee in Pakistan who examine and look after their education and other needs, especially in the African countries, that their needs should be satisfied and fulfilled. There is a fund established for this, for the looking after the orphans, and here the member of the Jamaat should contribute generously so that the most of the orphans can be looked after. Similarly, Khalifatul Masih the Fourth, may Allah be pleased have mercy on him, he had established Maryam Fund for looking after their marriages. In the beginning, people did much effort and there was no problem. Even now, with the grace of Allah, there is no restriction and problem. But with the eagerness and pleasure with which people were taking part in this Maryam Fund and were contributing to it, it is not the income is not the same, and therefore the especially the well-to-do people in the Jamaat should pay attention to this fund also. This is the kindness of poor and orphans and the destitute, which certainly for those who are kind gives them glad tidings of paradise. Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam give him glad tidings of Darus Salam, that in this world they made an effort for the peace and security of few people. They tried to remove their suffering. There is a report, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah keeps such a man in protection and in mercy and will enter him in his garden of paradise, who shows compassion to weak and be kind to his parents and be good to the servants, and then to create the atmosphere of peace and security. In the Holy Quran, it has said in this same verse that you should be good to your neighbors, not only those who are related to you, but 100% in such time, in such thing is selfless, a lack of selflessness, and doing something specially for God. You have to do this kindness to the non-related neighbors, because with the relatives also there is a question of whom you like and whom you don't like. But the true servant of God who wants to win his pleasure, you will know about him only when he is kind to other than his relatives. That those neighbors who are not related to them, he is kind to them, and to look after the hunger of the neighbor has been urged so much, and such emphasis has been played to the Holy Prophet ﷺ, that he said, I thought that now the neighbors will also be included in the heritage and inheritance. So the importance of the neighbor is to make you realize that to look after him, to fulfill his duty needs is most important, because they are your neighbors who outside the four walls of your home are the nearest to you.
اگر یہ ایک دوسرے سے حسن سلوک نہ کریں,
اف دی نیبرز ڈو ناٹ آر ناٹ بینگ کائنڈ ٹو ایچ ادر اینڈ آر کریئٹنگ ٹربل فار ایچ ادر,
گلی میں یہ گھر ہوں گے,
دین وچ ایور اسٹریٹ سچ ہومس ول بی ویئر دے لیک دس کائنڈنس, they will be the root of quarrels and unrest. You cannot spread the fragrance of peace and security from such homes. So as soon as you come of the home, you face your neighbors first. If you will convey the message of peace from the depth of your hearts, then they will also become peace for you. In these western countries, each one is absorbed in his own needs and comforts, and this is what their life is, that their own home or the most close relatives, and they lack the concept of neighbor which Islam teaches. This is the beauty of Islam, that even this most minute thing it reminds you of, and then as a consequence of that has given you glad tidings of great gardens of paradises, so that a believer should try to spread peace in each section of society. So by conveying the message of peace, we will build up our contact with such people when they will realize that selflessly they are having contact with us for our welfare. That is why they are developing contact with us, then they become very pleased and they also amazed, because they are not accustomed to such good moral values. And you can know very clearly their words and their talk of this pleasure. To develop this contact, because this is the voice of nature. Nature wants to be good to each other. If it is good nature, then that nature also excites them. They also become pleased that our neighbors, because of good contact with us, they are having link with us, they have no selfless interest or to have some advantage. Without few exceptions, the large number of them are well pleased with such behavior. When I reminded these people to look after their neighbors, some people have given very good and pleasing reports. Same people who were worried about the Pakistani neighbors when their links were developing on their occasions, celebration occasions, or when they were given gifts on the occasion of our own celebrations, they have become gentle and their fears had removed. Those who were saying the Islam is spreading terrorist and breaks peace, they were becoming influenced by the teachings of Islam. In the surroundings of Masjid Fazl, for 2 years we invite the neighbors, and beside the personal relations people have, or link people have in their homes. With this year also, whatever function was arranged, I had attended it. I had when I put before them the Islamic teaching about the relation with neighbors, everyone listened to it attentively, and they were pleased and they thanked me. Even now, on various occasions, I continue to receive letters from these neighbors and their cards. So whereas the kindness to the neighbors is a surety of peace, it also opens up the doors for preaching. If these people are not interested in religion, then at least from the minds of such people, whatever poison has been filled in their minds, it is removed. If you have the broad-mindedness about neighbor, there can be peace in the whole world, the unrest can be removed. Hazrat Promised Messiah says, the neighbor is extends to as much as 100 miles. So if today there are Ahmadis in more than 185 countries, maybe less or more in some areas, but if they were to make fragrant 100 miles around them, then in a large part of the world, whatever misgivings there are against Islam, and that Islam is a terrorist or is they have other allegations, that they can all be removed. Today, beside Ahmadi, there is a no one who can spread the teachings of peace. If we fail to do our duty fully, then how can we be acting upon this pledge that we made with Promised Messiah? We will show laziness in this pledge which we have made with the Imam of the time to fulfill it. Promise Allah says further that your contact of love and affection, which will show you are the true Muslim, it should be much wider, because the wider your contact, the wider they become a society of peace and security will continue to widen. To what extent you have to widen these contacts? This verse has taken the whole society in its circle. Firstly was the neighbor, then it says those who are your colleagues, who are your fellow workers in your offices, there are contact in businesses, all such people are those you are expected to be kind to them. Then you have meetings in the society, some contacts in the society. Here also you have to be kind to them with love and affection. And this is the command here. If you establish such a wide society and keep your duty to them in mind, then nothing is left out, and the question does not arise that you could have any misgiving and bad feeling about anyone in the society, that you will be sending the gift of salam to everyone. There can be no ill will in your mind. Sometimes in gatherings there are some quarrels. Now the jalsa is near, and there are also the other gatherings. If you were to reflect that for all of those I should have feelings of kindness and I must not express any other feeling, then this is what will create and spread peace in the society. And with kindness, people will develop good links with each other. Then the greatest favor to the society is that you should send the message of a peace of God to others, as we have mentioned, that you should make bidding a salam to make it current, and a practice of bidding salam to others and strangers and relatives. And there is a command for a Muslim that he should return the salam better than what has been conveyed to you. And if this better salam will be spread in Ahmadi society, then the quarrels and disagreements will disappear. Allah says that you should give reply to kindness with kindness or favor with favor. And I also said about salam that when you do salam, return it better. And also says about gift, if somebody were to present you a gift, either return similar or better. Once in a gathering, a man came and asked the Holy Prophet bid the Holy Prophet salam. The Holy Prophet says, "Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah." Then another person came. He said, "Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah." The Holy Prophet answered, "Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu." The third person came, he said, "Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu." The Holy Prophet said, "Wa alaikum wa alaikum." Then a person said, which was the companion which was sitting close, that you gave a longish answer to others as prayer. Here you only said, "Wa alaikum." The Holy Prophet that this person, the salam the previous people gave was that I could return it better. So I continued to return better. But this particular man incorporated all good prayers. Then nothing was left to add. So, under the command that you should at least return the same, I said, "Wa alaikum," that on you be the same. So, these are the methods and the practice of the Holy Prophet ﷺ to return salam. Then it says, Sahib bil Jambe. Bil Jambe also mean your co-workers, as I have just explained, and those who are subordinate to you. They are higher officers of yours. You should have good feelings for all of them and convey good salam to them. Then it says, you should treat the fellow travelers as well. When you are traveling, they should be a picture of favor and kindness to you, that even this temporary link must not leave some ill will behind, ill feeling behind. So these are the expectations of Allah from His servant, that there should not be even a minor situation which can be a cause of unrest in the society. Then it says that you should also be kind to them who are subordinate to you, who are your servants. Hazrat Prophet Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, all the living creatures who are under your control, you should be kind to them. So this is the method of establishing the honor and respect of slaves and servants. You must not be harsh to them. The command is, you must not make them do work which is beyond their capacity. If they have a difficult responsibility, you should join them. So these are the principles which can make a peaceful society. In all time, it should be in your mind that I have to do favor, be kind, which can develop love and affection, for which even the owners of the companies are good to their servants. If they put their workers to greater burden than they should, then this, rather than creating peace, it will create fights. In the end of this verse, Allah says, "Inna Allaha la yuhibbu man kana mukhtalan fakhura." That is, Allah loves not the person who is the proud and boastful. As I had said in the beginning, that by giving us this final command, by showing his displeasure, Allah says that whosoever does not act upon these commands, he is proud. Neither he can be a good worshipper of God. And because of this, he does not obey the messengers he has raised. And the history of all the prophets show this. And this, because of this, he is following Satan, because it was the pride for which the Satan has denied and disobeyed. And you can see in these times, it is only their pride which is stopping them to believing promised Messiah, or is creating an obstacle in believing in him. And it is this pride which also is an obstacle in doing your duty to mankind, and for which Allah has shown his displeasure. Those people who display pride and are arrogant, Allah has already shown his displeasure. Therefore, no matter how much claim they make of peace and they try for it, they can never be successful. It is because of their arrogance, they have denied the Imam sent by God. And for this very reason, they are deprived of that peace which can only come from God. The peace comes from God. If you will treat the beloved of God with pride and will disobey them, then you will be deprived of peace. So it is our good fortune that Allah has enabled us to recognize that Imam. Therefore, we should ponder over these things and become the true worshipper and do good works in the right way, and should do make our effort, lest any one of us will deserve displeasure of God and is deprived from the blessings which Allah has created for a good believer. He should be deprived of those good news which Allah has given to a believing servant. So, bowing to Allah by seeking his help, we should examine ourselves. That if we have made some mistakes in the past or have been lazy, then we should ask Allah's mercy. Allah says that if you do something by mistake, I will forgive you. So we should seek Allah's mercy so that we should receive Allah's message of mercy and we should come under His forgiveness. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that if you make a man some jewelry and better dress, he makes him more beautiful. But if he is a wrongdoer, nothing can make a difference to him. If a true belief develops in man, he has a special pleasure and his eye of knowledge of God is open up and he prays Salat as he should. He shuns evil, he avoids evil gathering, and he has a great stir and passion to serve his prophets. That such a man cannot be stopped from being put on the cross, and he is pleased by putting in the fire like Abraham. When he submits under the will of God, then Allah, who is great and is his protector, become his protector and takes him down alive from the cross and brings him out of fire without harm. But these miracles can only be seen by those who have full faith in God. May Allah all of us make us with perfect faith and always keeps us under his watch of pleasure and bring us out of every fire, and all of us will continue to see the sights of His mercy and His forgiveness. Ameen.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.